This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. For a schedule of bands performing for these Cajun and Creole dances, and more information on special events and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Alabama's Republican candidate for the Senate, Roy Moore, is strongly denying accusations that he initiated sexual contact with a 14-year-old girl about 40 years ago. The Washington Post has reported the allegation and similar accusations from three other women who were teens when the alleged contact occurred. President Trump's spokeswoman, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, addressed the accusation with reporters.
Like most Americans, the president believes that we cannot allow a mere allegation, in this case one from many years ago, to destroy a person's life. However, the president also believes that if these allegations are true, Judge Moore will do the right thing and step aside.
President Trump has also been the target of sexual assault allegations. He denies all of them. Trump is in Vietnam for an economic summit. He's told delegates that their countries must follow fair trading rules and deal fairly with the U.S. Trump withdrew the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. It involved about a dozen nations. The remaining 11 countries are looking to keep the deal in place. Pressure is building on the retirement advice and investing firm TIAA following reports of a whistleblower case over its sales practices. As NPR's Chris Arnold tells us, there are now reports of a subpoena being issued by prosecutors in New York.
TIAA for decades was a nonprofit and a model of best practices. But then in the late 1990s, under pressure from Wall Street, Congress took away the company's nonprofit status. And former employees now say that after that, the company started putting profits first, even if that meant doing things that weren't right for the workers and retirees who trust the firm with their savings. For example, steering customers into higher cost mutual funds. All that is according to reporting by the New York Times, which now says that the New York Attorney General has issued a subpoena to the company related to its sales practices. In a statement, TIAA, which is a financial supporter of NPR, calls the Times reporting misleading and says it misrepresents the facts. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
A Marine Corps drill sergeant has been convicted of abusing young recruits, including several Muslim Americans. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, one of the young recruits committed suicide.
A military court found Gunnery Sergeant Joseph Felix guilty of punching, choking, kicking, and other abuses against more than a dozen recruits at boot camp in Parris Island, South Carolina. He picked on Muslims in particular, often calling them terrorists. In one instance, he ordered a Muslim recruit into an industrial drying machine, which was then turned on. Another recruit, Rahil Siddiqui, committed suicide in March 2016 by jumping off a stairwell. His death prompted an investigation. The punishment for Sergeant Felix could include prison time and a dishonorable discharge. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 41 points. You're listening to NPR News. The Justice Department is moving to stop the flow of the opioid fentanyl into the U.S. The federal government says illicit versions of the drug will be added to the list of controlled substances on an emergency basis. That means prosecutors will be able to more easily charge people who traffic in it. Workers at a Chinese-owned auto glass maker near Dayton, Ohio, Fuyao Glass America, have voted overwhelmingly against joining the United Auto Workers Union. From member station WYSO, April Leslie reports.
What do we want? Union!
Dozens of UAW members rallied outside the massive factory during the election Thursday, aiming to persuade Fuyao Glass America workers to vote yes to the union. The plant has operated since 2014, taking over a GM truck manufacturing facility which closed. It employs about 2,000 people. In the end, the vote was decisive. Workers rejected unionization by nearly a 2-to-1 margin. Workers cited safety concerns and inadequate wages and benefits in the request for a union election. Fuyao was fined by the Occupational Health and Safety Administration for violations last year. Though national membership in the UAW has declined since the 1970s, numbers have ticked up slightly in recent years. For NPR News, I'm April Leslie in Yellow Springs, Ohio.
The World Health Organization is warning that unless humanitarian aid gets into Yemen very soon, the agency won't be able to save people's lives. On Monday, Saudi Arabia imposed a wide-ranging blockade on Yemen to stop rebels. This affects traffic at land, air, and seaports. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from A24, presenting Lady Bird, starring Saoirse Ronan and Laurie Metcalf in a mother-daughter comedy about the relationships that shape us, the beliefs that define us, and the unmatched beauty of a place called home. Lady Bird, now playing in select cities.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time we hope you stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. He's going to have music from the Tedeschi Trucks Band on this afternoon, and a lot of other great material. And, of course, at 3 o'clock following American Roots, do stay tuned for Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. We're going to turn now to Taj Mahal. We're going to go back to the 1990s and listen to Taj do a number that was recorded by T-Bone Walker back in the early 50s. Taj Mahal, along with John Cleary on piano and also Johnny Lee Shell on guitar. Here is Taj with The Hustle Is On.
Thank you. zero crime in our hood. The farmer rung the bell in our hood. Blow the whistle. Hey, hey. Oh, oh, oh. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Well, I rolled and I tumbled, and I tried, and I tried all day and all night.
For May of 1970, that was John Lee Hooker along with Canned Heat doing a number called Peavine. Peavine refers to a railroad. In some cases, may refer to several different railroads, but the most famous was immortalized in song some years before this recording was waxed. The original was done by Charlie Patton and referred to a line that ran from the Dockery Plantation where he lived for some time, and from there it went to Boyle, Mississippi. It connected with the WMV line, which led to Cleveland and other points. And, of course, railroads figure big in blues, a means of getting out of Dodge, a means of general blues conveyance. Peavine refers to sort of the serpentine course that the railroad took. Before hearing John Lee Hooker and Canned Heat, we heard Taj Mahal, Taj from a disc called Phantom Blues. Taj doing a rendition of The Hustle Is On. And we just heard Canned Heat, Taj Mahal, and John Lee Hooker. We're going to put them all together once again. We're going to move to the year 2003 and a disc called Friends in the Can. Features Canned Heat. The band had changed quite a bit by this time. And it also features special guest Taj Mahal. John Paulus is doing the guitar work on this next track. It is a John Lee Hooker piece. And they dropped in a little vocal by John Lee Hooker, who, of course, by this time had passed away. This recording was released in 2003. John Lee Hooker died in June of 2001. A number called Never Get Out of These Blues Alive.
Get out this here blues alive. I'll never, never,
get out these here blues alive. I know I'm doomed to live these blues. Hey, hey, for the rest of my life. Drinking black coffee, smoking cigarettes. Drinking black coffee, yeah, and smoking cigarettes. My bed, walking the floor all night long. People, I jump out my bed, walking the floor all night long. Just can't sleep at night. There ain't no use lying down.
That's why I'm singing this here song.
I'll never, never get out of these here blues alive. Never, 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 never get out these here blues alive. I know I'm doomed to live these here blues until the day I die.
Great, great members of those guys, which will never die. would only die when I die, and Alan Wilson and Vito and Big Bob Hike, just some of the greatest people that you ever want to be, was such kind people. I wouldn't want to be with a better group than them. And they could play my music better than anybody that I know. They were playing my music before I knew them. They loved the John Lee Hooker. Hooker and Heat, the boogie. And we rode it like a pony, we really did. Memories that I can never forget. Hooker and Heat.
John Lee Hooker excerpted post-mortem for a track called Never Get Out of These Blues Alive, one again that he wrote. This is from a disc called Friends in the Can, a canned heat from 2003. And again, like he said, Alan Wilson and a lot of the other original members were long gone by this time. Music next here on KRVS from D.D. Bridgewater out of Memphis, Tennessee. That's where she was born, and her disc is called Memphis. Yes, I'm Ready. She's been a jazz singer for years, also has a career in musical theater, and her latest disc is pretty fine. Here's D.D. Bridgewater with a number called I Can't Get Near to You.
Seasons change just by waving my hand. Oh, I can change anything from old to new, oh baby. All the things I wanna do the most, I'm unable to do. On important, I'm all these things that I'm trying to do here today. Cause boy, you see, I just can't get next to you. I can't get next to you, boy. Can't get next to you.
the horns breaking down. I'm trying any way I can. I got the horn players and the singers, and we all trying to get next to you. What's a girl supposed to do? I'm trying, I'm trying. Let me do you, baby. Let me in. Let me get to you, baby. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Support for KRVS is provided by Sanssouci Fine Crafts Gallery, home of the Louisiana Crafts Guild. Located in the Little Red Building across from French Press in downtown Lafayette, the gallery offers select, handcrafted items from over 200 Louisiana artists. For information, the number is 337-266-7999 or online at louisianacrafts.org.
Time, Greaseland, USA, we going all night long for about two or three days, and it's hot in here, but it's hot in here. Somebody open up a window, oh boy, it's hot in here. Laughing and looking, good God Almighty, everything's cooking. It's hot in here, but it's hot in here. Somebody open up a window, oh boy, it's hot in here. Lorenzo too, we got the champ, got the legend, got little Lisa Lou, we got old Joe Kyle, long tall Jim Pugh, hell, I'm even here, man, what happened to you? And it's hot in here, we got Jared Jermaine in here, somebody open up the window, oh boy, it's hot in here. Take a look around, boy, and everyone's there. If you wasn't invited, you must be a square. It's hot in here, but it's hot in here. Who cut that AC on? Oh, boy, it's hot in here. Come on, drum.
It's hot in the air. Rick Estrin and the Nightcats from their new disc, Groovin' in Greaseland. Rick on blues harp and vocals. And they were preceded by Dee Dee Bridgewater. We heard Dee Dee from her new disc, Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready. Dee Dee Bridgewater doing a number called I Can't Get Near to You. And Acadiana blues vocalist Greg Martinez also has a brand new disc out. It's called Soul of the Bayou. From that disc, here's Greg here on KRVS, along with Sonny Landreth on guitar, doing a number called That Old Wind. Again, Greg Martinez from his new disc, Soul of the Bayou.
Standing on the levee, waiting on the surge, takes a hurricane for me to be purged. Bring on the rain, thunder and hail.
since the day I was born, I made the ladies cry. Take what I want and leave them high and dry. I still see them sitting on the front porch steps, holding the babies and wonder why I left. Empty bottles of beer, whiskey and wine, broken hearts and lies is all I left behind. Now I've got to pay, time to settle the score. Now that old wind blows, it's beginning to roar. God knows the black cat had crossed my trail. I had a dream last night. God knows the black cat had crossed my trail. You know I don't want you to sweep me with no broom, 'cause I'm afraid I might go to jail. When my right hand itch, people, you know I get money for sure. You know when my right hand itch, people, I'm getting money for sure. You know when my left eye get to jumping, somebody just got to go. Look here, I went home last night, I laid down across my bed. I woke up this morning, God knows, broken, hungry too. And I say, whoa, Lord, this black cat I've crossed my dream. You know sometimes I wanna be G. What in the world is gonna happen to me? Look here. Well, I went down to the cemetery, got down on my bended knees. I asked the good Lord above to take this spell off of me. And I said, whoa, you know a black cat I've crossed my dream. You know I begin to wonder, BG, what in the world is gonna happen to me?
Black Cat Blues, Buddy Guy from a disc called Blues Singer that came out in 2003, and the album commemorates one that he worked on 40 years prior to this with Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters' album Folk Singer, which was an all-acoustic venture from Muddy and Buddy and a few others. Before we heard Buddy Guy, we heard Greg Martinez from his new disc, Soul of the Bayou. Greg, along with special guest Sonny Landreth on guitar, doing a number called That Old Wind. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to some classic Piedmont blues recorded back in the late 40s, maybe as late as 1951. We're talking about Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, one of the longest running blues duets in history. Here they are doing a rendition of the Jimmy Odin tune that Odin wrote and recorded back in 41, became a blues classic. Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee with Going Down Slow.
I have had my fun. If I don't get well no more, I have had my fun. If I don't get well no more, well, you know my health is failing me, and I'm going down slow. Please write my mother, I'll tell her what the shape I'm in. Please, please write my mother, whoa, I'll tell her what the shape I'm in. Tell her to pray for me, forgive me for my sin. Tell her don't send no doctor, a doctor can't do me no good. Tell her don't send no doctor, oh, doctor can't do Sonny Terry no good. It is all my fault, I didn't do the thing that I should. On the next train side, look for my clothes on. On the next train side, look for my clothes on. If you don't see my body, all you can do is moan. Mother, please, please don't worry, this is all in my prayer. Mother, please, please don't worry, this is all in my prayer. You can say your son is gone out of this world somewhere.
about your daily beat. I know just what you're trying to put on me. Well, mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, for don't do no right from wrong. Go away from my window, quit scratching on my screen. You look a dirty mistreat, I know just what you mean. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, for don't do no right from wrong. Some of these women sure do make me tired. Got a handful of, give me a mouthful of much obliged. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, poor John do no right from wrong. Woman, I'm loving one teeth, solid gold, that's on this woman a mortgage on my soul. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, for don't do no right from wrong. See me coming, put your man outdoor. You know I ain't no stranger, done been here before. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, poor John do no right from wrong.
From 1935 and from Brownsville, Tennessee, that was Sleepy John Estes with one of his, I guess it's probably his second best-known piece, Drop Down Mama. A lot of people have covered it over the years. Sleepy John Estes, he was preceded by Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. We heard that Piedmont duet doing, again, a rendition of the Jimmy Odin tune, Going Down Slow. And we're going to turn to electrified Delta guitar next. This is from Robert Nighthawk, a.k.a. Robert Lee McCollum, and also a.k.a. Robert Lee McCoy. Nighthawk, originally from Helena, Arkansas, he ended up being influenced by Houston Stackhouse as far as guitar work was concerned, but then he really fell under the influence of Tampa Red while he was in Chicago, and he himself influenced people like Elmore James and Earl Hooker. Here's Robert Nighthawk doing a number that's definitely a blues standard, Sweet Black Angel. It was first recorded by Lucille Bogan back in 1930. Tampa Red did a version of it in 1934. This version goes back to July of 1949, and it was somewhat of a hit for Robert Nighthawk. In 1956, B.B. King took this tune to the number 8 spot on the R&B charts. Here, though, from 49, Robert Nighthawk.
How thanks to wings she spreads her wings. I've got a sweet black angel. How thanks to wings she spreads her wings. When when she spreads her wings over me. I'll get joy in everything. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I would die. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I would die. If you don't love me, black angel, please tell me the reason why.
Well, all right, man.
My black angel for liquor, and she gives me a $10 bill. That's my black angel for liquor, and she gives me a $10 bill. Told I want a small drink of liquor, and she bought me a whiskey still.
Always treat your
your neighbors right. Be fair with your friends likewise.
Don't Lose Your Eye. That was Sonny Boy Williamson II on blues harp and vocals, recorded in Chicago back in January of 1956 with Otis Spann on piano, Robert Jr. Lockwood, and Luther Tucker on guitars. Before we heard Sonny Boy Williamson II, we heard Robert Nighthawk. Nighthawk recorded back in the summer of 1949 doing his version of Sweet Black Angel. Again, that was sort of a hit for him back then. And we're going to turn next to Robert Nighthawk tune. This one is entitled Bricks in My Pillow. He recorded this one back in the early 50s. We're going to turn, though, to the Manish Boys and their 2012 double disc set called Double Dynamite. The Manish Boys with Sugar Ray Rayford on vocals on this track, their rendition of Bricks in My Pillow.
I got bricks in my pillow, mama, and my head can't rest no more. I got bricks in my pillow, mama, and my head can't rest no more. Spiders crawling on my wall, black snakes lying round my floor. I got mud in my water, mama. I got drugs all in my teeth. I got mud in my water, mama. I got drugs all in my teeth. Well, I got bugs in my room, and they keep on biting me. I got holes in my pocket, mama. I got great big patches on my face. I got holes in my pocket, mama, great big patches on my face. Well, I'm behind in my house rent, still he wants an end of it.
In My Pillow, once again, an old Robert Nighthawk tune done here by the Manish Boys from their double release, Double Dynamite. Came out in 2012, and again, Sugar Ray Rayford, the vocalist on that track. Sugar Ray, originally from East Texas, grew up singing gospel music in the church and ended up moving out to California. He's been with the Manish Boys on a number of their discs. They shift vocalists around a bit, so he's not on every track on every disc. And also, he's got some of his own product out, which is very good. Sugar Ray Rayford. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We are found on your radio dial at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're also on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. We're online at krvs.org. That's our URL, and a good place to find playlists of programs like this one, also a podcast that you can listen to at your leisure, and also a list of programs that some of which you may not be aware, and some of those you might really enjoy. So if you're not familiar with our website, check it out when you have a chance, krvs.org. And we are member-supported public radio. If you're not a member, while you're on that website, you can pledge your financial support and help us keep these programs on the air. And you are definitely, the public is a major component of our support. You are the public and public radio, and thanks to all of you out there who do keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Let's cover